it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 103. This week, we have more maple recipes and suggestions from Beth Armstrong. In addition to being wonderful for desserts, maple syrup is a great natural sweetener for any dish. The first recipe is for maple carrots. You'll need 3 to 4 cups sliced carrots, 2 tablespoons of butter, and a 1/2 cup pure maple syrup. Place all of the ingredients in a saucepan and simmer on low until the carrots are soft. Kids love these too. And you might think you're missing water in this recipe. However, Beth assures me that carrots contain plenty of moisture for the recipe. The next recipe is for maple cinnamon apples. She suggests to wash, peel, and core apples to fit your baking dish, as you would any baked apples. Then simply add a dash of cinnamon and a teaspoon of pure maple syrup to each apple half. Bake as you would regular baked apples at 350 degrees until done. Beth also added the following message. We have grown up eating maple syrup all our lives. My first memory is of clinkers at the Aki Varner farm and have loved it since. Luckily, we have friends who make syrup, and actually my husband and his friend made a big run last year, so we have enough for a couple years yet. They call their syrup North Fork Original, and it was made the old-fashioned way, open pan, no press or filtering. They carried the sap to the sugar house and kept the pan heated with wood from the farm where the trees are located. Very rustic and simple, but requires some hard work. After boiling the sap down and the final product is ready, they poured hot syrup into glass canning jars. In the bottom of our glass jars, you see a sediment that's called sugar sand. What that actually is, are the minerals out of the tree and contain organic salt and other good stuff we don't eat. We pour it to the bottom and discard the sugar sand. Beth also included a list of what she uses maple syrup for. Coffee, tea, on ice cream, sometimes on toast if they're out of honey, and of course on buckwheat and buttermilk pancakes. They enjoy buying from local producers and Vermont syrups, or some other syrup that they see advertised, to do a taste comparison. She won't say who she prefers between Pocahontas, Highland, and Pendleton producers, but says that she is partial to the North Fork Original, which is not for sale, by the way, just a fun hobby that promotes friendship and camaraderie until spring farm chores prevail. You can find this recipe and all of our recipes online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to me at sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-dee-oh.